Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the 12 days of Christmas. Of all the old Christmas carols that have been sung over centuries, the 12 days of Christmas is one that is still popular after more than 1,000 years. But although it is classed as a Christmas carol, the 12 days of Christmas contains no references at all to the birth of Christ. Instead, its images are ancient pagan symbols that have been carefully designed as a playful counting song. To begin with, the number 12 was not chosen at random. 12 was considered to be the number of completion, as in 12 months in a yearly cycle. In the old solstice tide calendar, the 12 days of solstice marked the growth of the solstice child from birth to puberty, and on the 12th night, it was given its name for the coming cycle. On each of the 12 days, a gift was given to the solstice child to bestow health, strength, wisdom, and happiness. So what were these gifts, and what do they represent? On the first day of solstice, the solstice child was given a partridge in a pear tree. The partridge is an old symbol of fertility, and the pear tree was an avatar of the goddess Athena, through which she bestowed hope and good health. Altogether, 6 different birds are given. The bird is one of the oldest animals representing the mother goddess. It was the bird who laid the egg that hatched into the bird that laid the egg, and so on. And so the bird symbolized regeneration, rebirth, and renewal. On the second day, the solstice child received 2 turtle doves. Doves are sacred to all mother goddesses and queens of heaven, and often 2 doves were pictured with the Great Mother, representing life spirit and rebirth. The 3 French hens on the third day refer to the triple goddess, maiden, mother, and crone, and hens themselves signify procreation, fertility, and maternal care. Next, the 4 calling birds give the ability to communicate with spirit and hear the words of the divine. Pausing for breath, we put our attention on the 5 gold rings, clearly symbolizing the sun, the reason for the season, for the sun is now reborn. The 6 gifts was the 6 geese laying. The goose was considered a solar animal, said to follow the sun when migrating. Here we have the sun linked to the perpetual cycle of egg laying. The goose was a companion of many goddesses, including Hera and Juno. Similar to the goose was the swan, which was the 7th gift of 7 swans a-swimming. Interchangeable with the goose, the swan was also a shapeshifter and symbolized the dawning of day, the rising sun, and rebirth. On the 8th day, the solstice child was given 8 maids a-milking. Milk was the primal food of life, the essential nutriment provided by the maids, or matronae, the mothers, whose sacred milk fed the world. The 9 ladies dancing and the 10 lords a-leaping raise the cosmic creative energy needed to empower the dance of life. In these vital gifts, feminine and masculine energy combine, the yin and the yang, to ensure balance within the flow of life energy. As they dance together, they turn the wheel of continuous life. The gift of 11 pipers piking bestows on the solstice child the universal harmony of nature. They play on the themes of mystery and magic that draw us ever deeper toward the divine, like the mystical pipes of Pan. And finally, on the 12th day, the gift is of 12 drummers drumming. The 12 drummers express the heartbeat of the universe, magnifying and expanding the cadence so we feel it in our hearts and in our entire bodies. Their drum beats call us to feel the rhythm of the world within ourselves, to be fully present in our lives and in the world. And so when we sing the 12 days of Christmas, let us be aware of the blessings it bestows on us and on those who love us as we move through this season of rebirth. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.